Hi, everyone. I'm Judy McMeekin. I lead the FDA's Office of Regulatory Affairs, also known as ORA. I am thrilled to present the first episode of our ORA Speaks, Voices from the Field podcast series. ORA plays a vital role in protecting consumers and patients and enhancing public health by ensuring timely access to safe, quality, FDA-regulated products. We are the boots on the ground. Every day, our employees across the U.S. conduct inspections and other activities to monitor the safety of FDA-regulated products. The ORA Speaks podcast series is a great way to hear their stories and learn more about how ORA keeps you and your family safe. Did you know that a Parmesan cheese smell coming from a mahi-mahi is a sign it may not be safe to eat? During this episode of ORA Speaks, you'll hear from ORA National Seafood Sensory Expert, Diana Zepp. Diana is based in Atlanta. She uses her unique talents to ensure the seafood that reaches consumers meets our quality standards. And now, enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome to the ORA Speaks podcast. I'm Ulysses Garrett, Multimedia Manager for the Office of Regulatory Affairs and the Office of Communications and Project Management. And today I'm super excited to have our guest. She has a unique and important role here within ORA. The phrase something fishy really means a lot to her. Today we're talking to Diana Zepp, National Seafood Sensory Expert based out of the Atlanta District. Diana, how are you today?
I'm great, Ulysses. How are you?
I'm feeling great and looking forward to having this conversation with you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. So first and foremost, Diana, what is a National Seafood Sensory Expert?
To explain that, I want to start off with some basic information about sensory analysis and what we do specifically. A lot of people think they hear sensory analyst. You do what? I think a lot, probably most people, are a little confused about that. They have no idea that such a thing exists and people actually do it, but sensory analysts are really not that uncommon. A lot of industry employs sensory analysts, the food and beverage industries, breweries, wineries, and distilleries, and the perfume industry, to name just a few. And when you sit down, you open a bag of chips, have a hot dog or a piece of chocolate, sip on your favorite beverage, you can be sure that sensory analysts were involved in developing those products. Basically, there are two types of sensory analysis. The first one is subjective, and it has to do with preferences, likes, and dislikes. And taste panels are a good example of that. And usually taste panels, they consist of untrained analysts, volunteers, and industry utilizes them quite a bit. Do they like it? Do they not like it? Would consumers buy it? A lot of good information for them. Now, the other type of sensory analysis is what we deal with here in FDA. It's objective analysis. FDA sensory analysts are trained to put aside biases, preferences, likes, and dislikes, and just report what we find. Statements like this shrimp smells briny or this fish smells sour is a straight statement of the facts. And now we have our own pretty unique vocabulary, a lot of descriptors that we commonly use for high quality products. We may use terms like briny, meaty, or sweet. High quality shrimp tend to smell briny. We use meaty a lot to refer to fresh tuna because it has a lot of hemoglobin in it. And high quality tuna will smell like fresh raw meat. And sweet, a lot of products tend to have a sweet odor, and mahi-mahi is one that often does. And moving on down the line, we'll find neutral odors, still pretty good quality, but the really high quality sensory attributes have dissipated. And then to the lower end of passable, lower quality, we'll get odors like stale, oxidized, and one of my personal favorites that we actually use is wet dog.
Wait a minute. Wet dog? Please tell me more.
Wet dog is an odor that we find in low quality shrimp that's still passable. It's not decomposed, but it's very low quality. And we smell it. It smells just like a wet dog. And I think just about everybody has smelled a wet dog. So you know what I'm talking about. That's a term we actually use. It's a valid term. But and then we get on into the decomposed odor. Sour is usually the first one that appears. And then we'll move on from that to strong, sour, cheesy. Decomposed mahi-mahi tends to smell like Parmesan cheese. Putrid, that one's pretty nasty. Fermented and ammonia, depending on the product. We can find all kinds of different odors like that. And then at the far end of the spectrum, advanced decomposition, we get into odors like fecal and garbage. And fecal needs no explanation. Everybody knows what that means. And garbage is pretty much a conglomeration of all kinds of odors. I tend to describe it as you got your trash can in the summer, you open it up and that liquid that pools in the bottom and woo, that's what that is. Fortunately, we don't really see that much of, well, of those types of things. National Seafood Sensory Expert, specifically in addition to performing sensory analysis, one of the things that we do is conduct training for FDA and other government agencies and private industry. And that training involves instructing the workshops, planning the workshop, what products are we going to present, where are we going to get them, and we develop the products. And when we pull them, it's what we call time temperature abuse. We start with high quality product, and over time, we let them the temperature come up and give them some time, and we will pull them and cut them and package them. So we start, usually we do 7 increments. The first one will be the highest quality. The last will be the lowest, advanced decomposition. And normally for developing these training samples, we travel overseas and work with firms overseas. I have been to Indonesia, Ecuador, and Vietnam, and some of my colleagues have been to Thailand and Ghana. And it sounds glamorous and exciting. It is, because we love to do it, but we spend the vast majority of our time in fish processing plants. Mm-hmm. And it's hard work. It can be messy and noisy. Tuna canneries are quite noisy. And sometimes we'll walk out really smelly. Yeah, it's...
So let me ask you this. So what drove you to get into this particular field?
Well, I was hired in the Atlanta lab as an entomologist. That's my background. I have a bachelor's degree in entomology from the University of Georgia. And I was hired into the filth and decomposition group as an entomologist. Of course, I did filth, identifying insects and such. And very soon after I started, I started training in sensory analysis with a trained and very experienced sensory analyst in the group. And I found out I really, really enjoyed it.
And how long have you been with the FDA?
29 years. Wow. In October. I came on board in October 91.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's yeah, quite a while. Sometimes it's hard to believe.
So tell me, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Oh, goodness. Protecting the public health, of course, the main goal of FDA. But as a national sensory expert, I'd have to say the training, all aspects of it, instructing, planning the courses, developing the product, and traveling overseas to develop the product and working with firms overseas, meeting the people and working with them and seeing the industry side of it and how things work there. It's very interesting. I love it.
So I would be remiss if I did not ask you, do you take your job skills with you when you go shopping?
Yes, I suppose I do.
Have you ever walked into the grocery store and you'd be like, whoa, wait a minute?
Unfortunately, I have. Not for a while.
Okay.
But you shouldn't be able to smell the seafood department at the front of the store. And I think we can all agree on that. And honestly, my favorite places to buy seafood are the little markets right on the coast.
Okay.
Where it comes off the boat and right into the market. That's where I love to buy it. Very good quality.
awesome. That is awesome. Diana, I really want to thank you for taking time out to spend some time with me as we continue to reach out and find out more interesting things about our folks in the field. One thing I did learn is that I did pick up on some new terminology that you all use when it comes to categorizing the smell of fish. So I thank you for that.
We do have our own unique language, I suppose.
Well, Diana, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your day to sit and talk with me as we continue to shine a light bright on our folks out in the field with the Voices from the Field, part of the ORA Speaks podcast series. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm always happy to talk about the sensory program and sensory analysis.